American in lifestyle, global in spirit, Indian at heart. You're listening to Desi Tea Talks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Desi Tea Talks. On this episode, we wanted to talk about our backgrounds, where we come from, give you a little sneak peek into our lives. Since it's been a little bit since we started this podcast, so we thought it'll be a good time to do some introductions. So we wanted to just start off with a little bit of background on each of us. I'm going to go first. As y'all may already know, my name is Manasi. I actually was born and brought up in Mumbai, Maharashtra. And if you want to think in terms of US, it's actually kind of along the West Coast, similar to LA. Imagine a similar city in India. That's where I come from. It's a relatively big city. Growing up, I was raised in a very typical middle-class family. I'm one of two siblings. We're both girls. And it was very important to my parents to make sure that we were independent, being just two girls. They never raised us to be at home, cooking, cleaning, the typical norms that are associated with women, especially in India. So we were raised to be, honestly, I don't want to speak for my sister, but me, myself, I was raised to be a complete tomboy. Not that they intended me to be a tomboy, but I was just a very tomboy. Like throughout my childhood, I always had more guy friends and I was more comfortable around guys than girls. So that was pretty much how I was as a child. And with respect to values, it was very important for my parents to make sure that we, both me and my sister, were independent and we were able to survive ourselves without being dependent on anybody. So my parents always insisted that education first. So, you know, do whatever you want. Everything was allowed. They never said no unless it was obviously crazy and like, oh, I want to stay out till like 2 a.m. But otherwise, for the most part, I love dancing. It's always been my passion ever since I was a child, I was told. And so they never said no to that as long as I finished my homework, for example, or like did decent in school and whatnot. So first emphasis was always on education and they wanted to make sure that we were well-educated. You know, because I feel like that just gives you a guarantee that you'll be able to fend for yourself going forward. So that's just how my parents thought. And I, with their luck, I was actually good at school and academics. So it was important for them and for me too. And it was just something that was ingrained in me. So I was always focused more on education and then everything else next. And so I did everything. I did sports, I did dance, I did whatever I could do, I did. But education first. So that was kind of like all of my childhood up until I came here. And that's pretty much a little bit of background into my childhood. Aishwarya, do you want to go next?
Yes, but I want to ask you a question. So is that why you keep taking all these tests and license exams and whatnot till today?
Well, yes. And it's also important in the line of career that I am, that I have those certifications and licenses, but yes.
He's constantly taking exams.
Manasi, you're from Andheri, right?
Yes. For those of you who don't know, Andheri is actually the international hub because the international airport is right there and everybody travels out from Bombay from there. So I grew up in a very, very urbanized, very modern area of Bombay.
Like the Bhavans College, like all I know about near Andheri is like the Bhavans College.
Well, that's on the other side of where I lived and I grew up. But yes, that's a popular college too.
What about you, Aisha?
You know what? I just realized of the three of us, all of us actually grew up in a full girls environment. So just like Manasi, I grew up in a middle class, all girls family, me and my sister. So unlike Manasi, I'm actually the eldest one. So I do have a thing for all the younger siblings anyway. My sister is listening to this one, so she'd know. But yeah, grew up, I was actually born in Rourkela, the place that is known for a steel plant, Rourkela steel plant. It's eastern part of India. It's in the state of Orissa. I went to Delhi when I was probably 7, grew up in Delhi, and I was raised as a complete Delhiite. I think that just happens when you live there. Yeah, but on the nicer side, you know, the one with the food and all the love.
Yeah, and it's a very popular notion that Bombayites and Delhiites are enemies, but you know, me and Aisha get along just fine because she's not one of those typical Delhiites for sure.
Actually, we should do one episode where we do a Delhi versus Bombay, because so my maternal side is all Mumbai. And I used to have that summer every year, every summer vacation, we would go to our grandparents' house. And it was always about, oh, you are from Delhi, I'm from Mumbai. And we would always have that clash. We can talk about it some other time. But on me, I, again, raised in a complete girl's family. Education was super important. Just like Manasya, even I had dancing as one of my favorite hobbies. And if you did not study well, if you did not score well, dancing was always secondary. So, you know, I always had to hustle just to make sure that my homework is complete. I do all my exams and then I can actually, you know, pursue dancing. So I am trained in Indian classical dance form of Bharatnatyam. I did complete my diplomas until the senior level. Couldn't do further, and now I have plantar fasciitis, so I hope to get back on stage someday. My parents also raised me to be a completely independent woman. Fun fact, I'm actually the first ever girl in my entire clan to get a master's degree. My mom was the first one to ever go to college and complete her bachelor's, and I actually took a step next, and she made sure I did that, and I actually have a master's degree. So, you know, a little progression from where I got. So it's a sneak peek into what kind of a conservative background I actually belong to. That being said, I was always a rebellious kid. I can pull up some videos where I was actually on national television and doing some group discussions early on. All throughout my college, those 4 years, I was participating in those group discussions, wanting to change the world, doing anything and everything in my capacity. So yes, that's me, a rebellious child who was forced to always study first before dancing.
It's funny you mentioned that. Is that like an older sister thing? Because across as to my parents too, always rebellious and like saying no and not defying them all the time. But when it came to me, my parents were always more relaxed. It was all because I never had to rebel. I did everything that she did and, you know, way more. But they maybe I was never caught, or maybe it was already, the stage was already set because my sister already had done everything. And so they didn't really expect much. So I think it's a very older sister thing to be rebellious and set the stage for you. And then you just get a free pass. I definitely got a lot of free passes as a younger child.
I think I would agree to that. And I think my mom says it's because the first child is always an experiment and you're just learning to deal with everything together. So by the time the second one comes, they're all comfortable. They know, yeah, this is fine.
So true. And another interesting fact about me is the same. I'm pretty sure I'm like the first child in like our family to have a master's degree. And I'm pretty sure I'm the first girl. So first and only girl before anybody else got it. For sure.
I'm hopeful for my sister to cross that benchmark too. She's still looking for her post-graduation.
So, Parisa, what about you?
You would have pretty like similar, you know, hobbies or a little background about having siblings and dancing. I'm an only child, but let me tell you, I did have a little background in dancing. I know you both don't believe that, but as a kid, my parents actually sent me to a dance class. Probably when I was 4 or something, but all I did there was go and make like mud piles, you know, like everybody was dancing when I was here and like making mud piles. So a little background, I think I can move a beat or so, but not as professional as you girls. I actually grew up in a really small town of Maharashtra. It's Khamgaon. It's in the Vidarbha region. So to put Khamgaon as, it's like the middle point between Aurangabad and Nagpur. So Khamgaon is a very remote town, about 100,000 people, which is a remote town for India, but a big town for America. And being the only child of doctor parents, everyone expected that I would probably get into medical school. And this was like a very common thing, like, oh, Preacher, what are you going to study? But I actually grew up on tennis. So I always say that tennis court has always been my second home. And I started playing tennis at the age of 7, probably just before 7, because it was my dad's dream that my daughter's going to do something other than education. Like, education will be there, but that was not the priority. So moving on from a little town where there were no girls playing tennis in like the whole belt of 500 kilometers, my dad decides that my daughter's going to play tennis. So we were like, okay. So when I started playing tennis, I was actually the size of the net. And the net is about like 3 foot tall, the tennis court. So me and the net were at the, you know, similar height. And dad and I picked up racket at the same time. And that was the beginning of the tennis journey. And moving on, I played for my state. I played for nationals. I played internationals, represented India for quite a bit, had my matches shown live on DD. And then eventually I played professional tennis for about 5 years and moved on to America with the NCAA Division I tennis scholarship. So I almost played, it's been almost 23 years that I've been playing tennis and I still continue that. So the most stories I have about is just tennis. Talking about careers, Manasi, what do you do for?
Interesting you mentioned that, Parija. Being an Indian, us all three of us being Indians, we get that a lot probably. You must be in IT, you must be in technical. And we're really not your typical IT crowd. As you already heard from Parija, she's in tennis, and neither me and Aisha are in IT really. We're in science and technical side, but not in IT. I personally, I have an undergrad degree in chemical engineering and a master's degree in environmental engineering. And I basically am a licensed civil engineer / environmental engineer in the state of California. So ever since I was a child, I wanted to do something to save the environment. That was my dream. I'm going to change the world. This, you know, be living in India, so much pollution. And it was not a great atmosphere for a weather, you know, the air and the water, everything was so polluted. I was very passionate about it. But coming from an engineer father, I was always wanting to be in his footsteps. I wanted to follow in his footsteps. And so I wanted to be an engineer. And so one of the things I wanted to do was environmental engineering. And that's kind of how like this progression happened. I was passionate for chemical and then environmental. And so that's kind of how I got into environmental engineering. And that's where I am right now. Aisha, what about you?
Yeah, it's so nice, right? It was something you've always wanted to do and you got to pursue it. And doing environmental sciences, I'm pretty sure it's not the most common thing among the Indian crowd. And like Manasi said, it's always thought and we are software developers of some kind when we talk about our careers, but none of us actually are into software development. I work closely with them. I am in an IT company, but I really build products. So speaking about the educational background, I actually am an engineer by my education credentials. Did my bachelor's back in India. I'm an engineer in information and communication sciences. Pursued that and went to Germany. I did a master's in engineering. So by education, I'm actually an engineer, but I'm still on the strategy side of things where I decide what engineers should be doing after all in building. So a little change of field when it comes to what I do. I went to Germany. That's where I got my first professional experience of being a product manager, worked in a German startup, built stuff from scratch. And now here I am doing the same thing in a different country.
A different continent, right?
Different continents. I lived in pretty much three continents, 9 cities. I don't know how many more.
Parija, what do you do right now?
Well, I'm currently teaching tennis to all the young athletes in Pittsburgh and working with a really high performance tennis academy, which are like for competitive kids mostly. But education background wise, I actually have a master's in education administration. And I also did my bachelor's in US based off my tennis scholarship. So I did my bachelor's in business and then moved on to education administration. And now teaching tennis. I did try a different field for some time, but I really couldn't go away from the tennis court, so I had to come back. In fact, when I met you girls, like about four years ago, right, 2016, spring of 2016, and all of you were dancers, and I was like, I don't think I'm gonna fit into this group because I can't move my hips. Like, tennis has made my body so stiff that I cannot move unless I have some drinks in me. So my husband was like, oh, just have like a shot or something and you'll get along fine. And I'm like, okay.
That's pretty funny that you mentioned that. You drink and you'll get along with us just fine.
Fun fact about her education, Manasi, me and Parija almost had a business plan where we wanted to open a school.
Yeah. Hey, we still do, okay?
Yes, we still do. One day that's going to happen because I've always wanted to be a teacher. Something I do part-time. I just teach, do a lot of volunteer work on that side. So me and Parija decided we'll just open a school and we'll just, you know, teach people.
Yeah, I'll teach dance for your school, because that's like my part-time job, I guess, / hobby, / passion. It's not really a part-time job, but I teach a couple days a week to kids and adults dancing, mostly Bollywood dance, but I can do a lot of different styles of dance, including Latin American, Bollywood, belly dance. Not classically trained, but I can attempt at it. So that's another thing I do on the side. So girls, do you want to talk about when and why you came to the US? Aisha, you want to start?
So just like many other girls, I came with my husband, just came knowing one person because he was forced to move to US back then. To be honest, it's very funny. I never wanted to come to the US. I was so happy with my life in Germany. I spoke German. I had friends. I just did everything that I liked. And when I had to make the move, it was something I was not ready for. It took me a long time to make that decision that I'm ready to make that big move. Came to the US in 2015 because my husband was relocating for his job. That's what got me here. What about you, Farida? We know she came for her education. Both of you actually came for education. I never came for my education to US, huh?
Well, I came, I have a very cool story. I was actually playing a tournament in Thailand, and there was this coach from university watching my match, and he walks up to me after my match, and I had lost that match badly. So I was like, oh, this another person is just probably going to come and like, yell at me for like all the wrong things I did in the match. But he actually came up and he goes like, hey, what do you think about coming to America? And I'm like, what? Like, where did this come from, right? So he's like, yes, I'll give you an opportunity. You'll get 100% right. All you have to do is buy the plane tickets, get a visa and get here. And I was like, okay. And then he says, all you have to do is play 3 months for me for a university. If you like it, great, stay. And if you don't like it, you're welcome to go back home. I'm like, okay, that sounds like a cool thing. Like, you know, after losing a match 6-0, 6-0, I get an opportunity to go to America. I was like, okay, cool. That sounds really good. So I call my dad from Thailand and he goes, you must have met a wrong person. Don't trust strangers. And I'm like, okay, fine. So this coach actually kept in touch with me and was like, you know, pestering me to come to America. We trusted this random person that my parents had never met. And he's like, okay, let's just go live the American life for 3 months. I came here, felt completely out of the place. Like it was such a big culture shock and, you know, different people, different food. But 2 months into it, I really liked it. And here I am 10 years later, still here.
She's a celebrity, right?
Well, actually, it's not common in India to get scouted. That's why people aren't aware of it. Because here it happens all the time. People get sports scholarships and football scholarships all the time. But that's probably why you were not aware of it. And she basically got scouted. That's pretty cool. And me and I think Farida came on the same year, if I'm not right. I came in 2010. I came for my master's degree. I just came to pursue higher education to get, I came to California, and actually I've been living in California for the past 10 years. I haven't lived anywhere else except Bombay and California. And
you don't want to live anywhere else either.
No, I don't. That's 100% true, but that's for another time. It's interesting to me that you mentioned, Farida, that you got a culture shock, because for me, I fit right in. Because as I mentioned, I grew up in Bombay. It's a big city. It's actually very, very modern. And so for me, my lifestyle was actually pretty similar to here. So people ask me that all the time. Did you have a culture shock when you first came? Because I came here when I was older than Farida. Actually, I was 21 when I came here. But I didn't really feel a big difference. I actually loved being by myself, just the personality that I have. The only thing I missed when I came here was just the social life that I had in Bombay. I definitely had a more vivid and outgoing social life as opposed to here, where it's not as social. And people, you know, that's a common like misconception in India. Oh my gosh, you can go to America and like, oh, it's so fun and games. And like, it's really not. It's not as social. You really have to make an effort to make friends. And it's a very, very different experience. But I definitely blended in pretty well and ended up finding a husband, or I fell in love here. And so I'm married to a citizen. So I ended up staying back. And yeah, I'm here 10 years later in California still.
It's funny when you talk about the social aspect, because that's what I felt. I went to Germany first from India. So it's, you know, if you're so used to all the social activity going on, if it's not just the weekends, you always go out and party on the weekdays too, but it was always so like organized. You either you only party on the weekends, and like it's there 10 o'clock, you're all going home, like there are no restaurants opening after what, 9:30. So for me, that was a culture shock. Then what is all this? Like, come on, you can't have food after 10 p.m. What's wrong?
Yeah, coming from big cities like Bombay and Delhi, you know, you can get food at like 3 a.m. if you wanted to, if you knew the spot. So it was definitely a weird feeling that, oh my gosh, I can only eat up till 10 p.m. But that's also a certain age. Now I don't want to eat after 7 p.m. So it doesn't matter.
Imagine you were 21 some time ago.
Well, let's just not talk about that anymore. So anyways, moving on, girls, you want to talk about your hobbies other than, you know, what you do in your professional life. What about you, Aisha? What is your hobby?
Dancing. I really like to dance. I haven't been doing much since last 2 years because of my foot, but dancing has been my number one hobby. I was always a Madhuri Dixit fan. So if you can, Madhuri Dixit fan for dancing and Hrithik Roshan because I just love him. I can dance on any songs you put up for both of these people and you'll just see me do exact same steps.
I have outside, those videos, Aisha, for Hrithik Roshan special.
I took those videos. And just for clarification, Madhuri Dixit and Hrithik Roshan, for those of you who are not aware, very, very popular Bollywood actors.
Yeah, so dancing is my first hobby, but outside of that, I do like reading books. I actually write. I haven't been doing much of it, but I used to write a lot of poems back then. I don't know if you've seen any of my work, but I'll share it with you girls sometimes. So very secretively. So I was always this romantic person, like a complete Mills and Boons kind of personality. I just wanted that whole dream, romantic, somebody coming on that night. And I just had a whole lot of thing going on in my head. So I've actually written a lot of poems and yeah, that is also one side of me. So another hobby is writing. And I am a complete Twitter addict. I read any and every news, put me on any blogs and I cannot stop reading them. So I won't call it a hobby. It's definitely an addiction.
What about the political stuff? Because you are like my political news person.
I'm my husband's political news person too. I keep giving him all the feed every single day because he doesn't know any of it.
Yeah, she's definitely addicted to news. She's always attuned to it. She knows everything for the most part.
It just gives me a FOMO.
What about you, Parija?
Oh, other than tennis, I like to paint. I do painting. I used to sketch and I'm recently getting comfortable with mixing colors and things, but I really like black and white sketching the most. Cooking probably. I can say that now after like this whole quarantine period. It wasn't before quarantine. So yeah, definitely painting, cooking, and I do like to sleep a lot. Anytime I get, I like to sleep. So what about you, Manasi?
I mean, you already heard me. Dancing is definitely number one. It comes, I used to do professional gigs all the time. I used to dance at events and stuff on the side as well. I don't do that as much anymore, but that took a lot of my time, just dancing and teaching dance. But then other than that, I really enjoy reading and I love to cook. And fun fact about that is, all of my 21 years that I lived in India, I never cooked anything except Maggi, which is basically instant ramen of India, and made tea. That's it. Those are the only two things I knew. And when I came here, obviously, I had to adapt and I realized I really enjoyed cooking. And so there's no stopping to it. I love experimenting in the kitchen. For the most part, when I'm home, I'm mostly in the kitchen doing something. I'm always doing something in the kitchen. And then the other thing, I'm a very outdoor person. So if I'm not dancing or anything, I'm outdoors, hanging out, just hiking, if nothing else. So yeah, I do a bunch of outdoor activities as well.
Yeah, I'll go golf sometimes too. Like, I think that was like one stress reliever other than painting. Golfing is...
Yeah, cooking, I see you both have like, they're your prime hobby for me. I'm just, so you know, there are people who love to cook and there are people who cook because they are forced to, because they love to eat. So I'm in those category where I love to eat and I have no option and I just want to keep cooking. But yes, these girls cook such amazing food and they are my go-to recipes. That reminds me, Mansi, you have to still give me more recipes for snacks.
Yes, you got it. And it's just funny how our personalities come into play when it comes to hobbies and things, right? So I'm not a very... patient person, even though teaching, especially younger kids, takes a lot of patience. And I have like kind of developed that in recent years, just based on experience. But I can't do golf, for example, because it's just like, it's a little slow and needs patience. So for me, it's that. Whereas for Asia, your personality is very, you know, calm and chill, and you know, you're kind of laid back. So I think that's why she, you know, is more into golf and things like that. And I relate to that because my husband's like that. So, you know, you guys have a lot of similar hobbies. It's just interesting that how personalities come into play in all these kinds of things, determining who we are, really.
100% agree. But you know, there's one thing we all love to do, three of us, is traveling. How much we travel. Yeah, I think that's not hobby. That's us. That's our personality. That's a part of our life.
For sure. I think every time we meet, we plan a trip. Every time we talk, plan a trip.
We have a lot of trips on the wait list now, you know, like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we at least got Machu Picchu checked off our bucket list.
Yes, for sure. That was a big one on all our bucket list. And I'm glad we got to do that before quarantine happened.
Yeah.
This year was going to be Europe, but it's okay. We'll plan it some other time.
Aisha, you want to go back to Europe again? Like, didn't you live there for many years?
I can go back, you know, to be honest, I really want to go there sometime because I was a student. I did not really enjoy the other part of Europe where you're an adult, you're working, you have a stable salary and you can go do a lot of things. But that being said, that whole student hostel life was also amazing. Like all you needed was a backpack. You just needed, like, I would wear the same jeans and carry like two or three tops and just go. And you don't have to think about a husband. You don't have to think about anything, right? Just go stay in those hostels. Because if you're under 25, you get it for what, 20 euros a night? That's how I saw all of it. So I want to go see the other part of it. But Europe in general, it has my heart. I have to say that. It's the first place where I went to outside of Delhi. So it still has that big connection for me. So I really want to go there.
Yeah, we were planning a trip to Europe just this summer, which did not happen. And, you know, you asked, you said that I don't want to live anywhere else except California. That's true only to the United States. Now, I'm actually open to moving to a whole different country. But if I'm living in the States, I'm staying in California. I've seen, and that's what, like Aisha mentioned, as a student, you just go and wander around and not care. That's how I lived when I came, you know, for school the first few years. I just traveled in the States because it was easy, it was convenient within the States to travel. So I've seen a lot of different states, and honestly, I wouldn't want to live anywhere but California. I mean, unless we had to, obviously we'll make that choice, but not really.
Yeah, if you want Mansi to move, you have to put her in a tomato farmland.
Yeah.
Then I'll move, or like a vineyard. If you buy me a vineyard somewhere else, I'm coming there. So girls, do you want to talk about how each of us met each other? let me kick it off, actually. I remember meeting Farija. It's so interesting. We met like through and through. I actually was friends with Farija's husband. We were on the same dance team, the Latin American dance team. And it was so funny. He told me that he was going to propose to his girlfriend, who we actually had never met. So we didn't really believe him. Because, you know, he was just like, oh, yeah, I have a girlfriend. You know, she's in New Jersey. And so none of us had ever met him when we were all in California at that time. And so he was like, oh, I'm going to propose to her. She's going to come visit for the weekend. And so I knew all about this story, right? And so we planned. And he's like, you know, since I'm going to have her, let's just do like a get together the next day after his proposal. And so that way everybody can meet her. And that was the thing planned. We planned it at a friend's house. But the thing that neither of us knew was that my now husband, who was my boyfriend back then, had planned a proposal on the same day as Farija and her husband. And one of our other common friends, who was also supposed to be at this get together, knew about it because my husband took help from her. And so we showed up engaged at their proposal party, and the friend she brought us a cake saying, oh, congratulations on your engagement, and had our names on it. And I was like, and she didn't know that Farija's husband was going to propose to, so their names weren't on there, and like a lot of people knew about it. And so it was so funny. I was like, I'm cutting this cake, and I'm like, well, you know, they're engaged too. Let's just cut the cake together. So it was really funny. I still remember that. And it was 2015 that we met. For sure, I met.
Yes. Yeah, thanks for bringing the extra bottle of champagne, by the way.
Not stealing the thunder, right?
Definitely, I definitely felt like that. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And he's like, well, why didn't you tell me? I was like, I didn't know. Like, Farija's husband was asking. I was like, I didn't know I was going to propose to.
You know, but like, definitely we met then. But I think the very first memorable thing I had with you, Manasi, was when I came to your bachelorette. That was really fun night. I mean, but that was probably one of the best bachelorettes I've been to. So.
Oh, thank you. It was pretty chill. But I mean, you know, me and her had only met probably a couple times at that time, and still we connected. So I ended up inviting her to my bachelorette. And even though like me and her husband are still friends, I'm definitely closer to Parija now than her husband.
Yeah, that's closer. I'm the cooler one, you know.
Yeah, I you know what I agree to.
You're both of your husbands are closer too, right?
So. Yeah, that's the funny part. Now I mean all our husbands are actually close now, so we ended up being close too, so it works out.
I actually met Aishwarya later, but I met her husband first, and it was one of the very first parties that we all went to, like an Irish bar, I remember, Dubliners in Irvine, and Aishwarya's husband and I were the only ones who were not dancers, but everybody else were. So we both were like actually sitting back, and I was like, oh, where's your wife? And he goes, oh, she's at a bachelorette in Miami. I'm like, cool girl already. Done. So we were like, when is she coming back? And then when she got back a couple weeks later, we met and we actually went out to one of the bars in New York, Newport Beach, right?
Newport Beach, yeah. And we were thrown out of it. I remember that night so clearly. Yeah. We were thrown out of that place.
And Aisha and I were in like the same boat. You know, we were just new to California, and we were like waiting for our work permits, and Aisha was finding a job, and she was going around teaching some German classes, and I was looking for some tennis work. So we really bonded off of this non-IT stuff, and just actually got to know each other through our hobbies.
Yeah, those were all, that was so long time ago. I can't even remember now.
Yeah, and the way I and Aisha met, the first time I met, I remember one of our mutual friends, we were out just at a bar, me, my husband, and another couple friend. And she's like, we were planning, oh, where should we go next? We were just bar hopping, kind of didn't have any plans. We were just on a Saturday night out and about. And then she says, oh, there's this Indian girl, you know, she's really cool. Let's go to her house. She's just, you know, calling us over. And I was like, well, you know, I've never even met these people. Like, I don't feel comfortable showing up at somebody's house. She's like, no, she's really cool. Like, you know, they just hang out in their common area of the apartment complex, and it'll be fun, and it'll be chill. So we were like, you know what? Okay, let's just take some drinks and show up. And we showed up at her apartment and we just hung out, and it was really chill and they were very welcoming. But I don't think that was the timing when we got close, because there was a lot going on in my life, and planning a wedding and all of that. I think we really got closer much, much later.
Yeah. That was the first time we actually met. That's right. Yeah.
And before that, we didn't even realize one of our other common friends had actually asked me to talk to this girl who had just moved from Europe and was looking for like an eyebrow threading place. And I was like, okay, sure, I can tell her. So she just called me and asked me a few questions on where to go, where to do. And you know, I was like, you know, this is the places I go. And so we had a conversation, but I didn't realize it was the same person. We didn't connect the dots until like much later.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. A fun fact, he asked you for eyebrows, and I actually never did that. I asked him for a haircut.
Specifically remember eyebrows.
Yeah, because I've never done those. I asked him, I need a place to cut my hair. Can you find me something?
I mean, it was a guy, you know, he's not going to remember. So I think the reason we connect as much as we do and we're close is just we have such similar backgrounds. We're all Indians. We are settled here. We came here for one reason or the other. And the biggest thing is our husbands connect as well. So we obviously connect, and then our husbands connect. So when it's all six of us in one room, we don't need anyone else. It's a party by itself. We have very similar interests, and we share very similar ideology and thoughts. So I think it comes very easy to hang out with each other without any inhibitions. We can tell each other anything we want without having any judgment or anything. We've just seen each other grow in the last few years, and we've stuck by each other. We've seen some good times, bad times, ups and downs in each of our lives, and we've been there for each other. So I think that's why this connection is pretty strong, and it's here to stay, I think, right, girls?
Knock on the wood, yes.
So on that note, guys, we'd like to end today's episode. Thank you for listening to Desi Tea Talks, and go follow us on all social media platforms. We will be uploading this video to YouTube as well. So if you want to watch us talk on today's topic, go subscribe and hit the notification bell there. Show us some love. Like, hit that like button, and we will see you next time. Stay tuned. Bye.